The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3. Test.
Test, test.
Better. Do it better.
Test, 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 test.
Yeah, that's good.
Brandon,
that's good.
I thought your throat hurt. You can yell from there?
Yeah, she stayed home from school today. We got up early for nothing. The whole house is up.
Just my to hear, throat hurts.
My throat hurts. Her throat doesn't hurt. It sounds perfect now. No. She didn't want to go to school because something's going on.
Are you being bullied at school right now?
Someone's picking on her. Did somebody say Thursday we're going to meet in the schoolyard and fight? Did somebody say we're going to meet out front and fight?
Meet me in the teacher's parking lot at noon.
Yeah, somebody said that.
Seventh period.
And she's not coming in. She didn't go in because... one of her nemesises, is that what, nemesis?
Sure. Nemesi, Raina says it is.
Challenged her to a fight. And we always taught Raina.
You really can't think faster than that?
No, I can, but I'm really going nowhere with this, so I don't care.
I know,
about
but it was like, wow, it's like, whew.
Well, I was deciding whether to make it funny, violent.
Well, you got to decide those things very quickly as you're going. You can't just be like, it's not, you're not writing a story, you know. This is verbal, audio.
Yeah.
Your brain's got to be on.
Yeah, no, but people are with you because they're
on stage, right? You don't have any problem. Although you have been going pretty slow at times that I've seen you on stage. Yeah, because you know why? You're at a place where you don't really get nervous. This is like not a big deal.
People love it.
Silence doesn't bother you, you know, because then you know they're listening. You like that part of it. And so you will talk very slowly and it's impressive that you're able to do it. But sometimes it's like one joke is fine, but you can't do five jokes in a row like that.
I do four and stop.
I hope so. I hope so. I think we both know four is the rule. The rule of fours.
Sorry, I had to get up for a second. And I keep
got kid and dog in the background. This is real life, man.
That's my voice.
IRL.
IRL. What's that stand for?
You can figure it out. I just said it.
IRL. I didn't hear it.
I said it's like Instagram versus IRL. Right now we are IRL.
In real life?
You got it, baby.
Oh, brother.
With an assist from Raina.
Why? She didn't say anything.
She said in.
No. No. Hold on. Talk while I get my gun ready.
Well, went into the city on Tuesday to hang out with some friends. Did a little show and hung out with some friends. And You had FOMO pretty bad when I was leaving.
I didn't have any.
You kept asking why I was going. You were like, why are you dressing up?
Why are you all dolled up to meet friends? You got all dolled up. Like,
I didn't get all dolled up. It's exactly how dolled up I get.
She left. She took her, before she left, she took her finger and licked her eyebrow and went like that to the left and right to make her eyebrow perfect. She put on.
Ooh, I spit in my hair. I was doing all kinds of nutty stuff.
She put on Chanel. Broke out a good pocketbook.
I had my backpack. Okay.
Your good backpack. Is that the one I gave you?
Everything I have is because of you. That's how I think of it.
That's the one I gave you though.
Yeah. Everything I have is because of you. That's how I think of it.
No, but I mean, I took it out of my backpack collection.
Well, I think what happened was Jessica gave it to you.
It doesn't matter. It's mine. Okay. Once it was given to me.
Right. Well, now then it's mine. Then I guess by your rules, I don't have to say that it came from you.
It did come from me to you.
I don't have to say it because once it's mine, once it's in my possession, it's mine.
No. Yeah, but it's still a gift. It's yours now. You can do what you want with it. If you give it away.
I know, but I just said you got it from Jessica and you go, no, once it's in my possession, it's mine. So that's, oh boy, really painted yourself into a corner there, huh? I'm going to let you out. Talk about something else.
I have two other backpacks. I have.
Welcome to Backpack Talk. Rich, how many backpacks do you currently have?
I have two right now, plus I have the Louis Vuitton computer bag and my Louis Vuitton carry bag.
You count the Louis Vuitton computer bag as a backpack?
Well, it's basically in the same category because it goes over your shoulder.
I'm not talking about bags or book bags, computer bags. I'm talking specifically about backpacks, the kind with the two shoulder straps that you wear either off one shoulder or on both shoulders.
Well, I have two or three. Definitely two.
Okay. Backpack Talk. I'm Bonnie McFarlane, our guest today, Richard Voss. Thanks for coming in, Rich.
Well, you didn't ask me what kind I have.
How long am I going to do this dumb, boring bit?
It's a great bit, Backpack Talk.
Backpack Talk, great boss.
We're going to take 4 days this summer and we'll go camping, me, you, and Rain.
All right, I'll do it, but I won't be happy about it.
We'll go camping.
Do you know how bossy I'm going to be camping?
We'll go fishing.
I know how to do everything.
Raina, you want to go camping? Huh?
She'll love it. It's like, but why would you want to go camping when you're so scared of ticks? I mean, we're going to get them.
No, I'll put on tick repellent and I'll tuck my pants into my socks.
Well, we have to take Allie with us.
I put on tick repellent every single time I go outside of the woods. I still get at least one.
No. I have good tick repellent to put on your clothing outdoors.
Seems like a lot for somebody who doesn't like any kind of intrusion.
No, we're going to go. Yeah, we're going to plan a camping trip.
You can't look at mice or the other day I was playing with these two baby snakes. They were so cute.
Want me to see if Bobby and his wife and kid want to go? We'll all go together. They like camping. Huh?
I don't know what's going on with you right now.
I'm gonna call him now.
Are you a different person than I used to know?
No, I got all my camping stuff.
Allie, this is a terrible podcast.
No, let's pick it up.
The dog is working. It's so embarrassing.
Shut up.
I told myself I wasn't gonna be embarrassed anymore, but it's hard not to be. Oh my god, this is the dumbest podcast ever.
I'm gonna call Bobby, see if he wants to set up a camping trip with us. Grab my phone off the desk.
First of all, talking now into this microphone is like talking to Bobby, okay? Because
why?
He listens. So you don't have to now call him. And also, why would you ask me if it's okay for them to come camping with us when you know he's going to hear the response? So I can no longer give
I'll discuss it, see if he wants to do it. We could set a date.
I don't want to go camping with other people.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. It'll be so much fun. We'll do things, go hiking. He knows a lot about camping. Do you understand? You know, he knows about snakes and stuff. Whatever.
You'll see a lot of birds.
You'll see birds. We'll do
I said I'd go camping. I don't want to go camping with other people.
I'll tell him to stay 20 feet away from us. Whatever. We'll bring beans. probably going to be hard for you to be a vegan on a camping trip.
Let's go camping with my friend Anya and her boyfriend.
All right, we can bring them too. We get a bunch of people. We did that years ago.
Oh my God, you're so dumb. Horrible. I hate you.
Well, first of all, Bobby's as much your friend as he is mine. So don't act like Anya's more of your friend than she is mine. But I loved a bit when I was younger, 11 of us went camping. It was fun. You know, you could break off in groups, you could do whatever. I'm going to plan a big camping trip with a bunch of people. That's what I'm going to fucking do. The Rich Voss camping trip this summer. Holy fuck. But well, I'm going to try not to get a bunch of fucking druggies. I don't want a bunch of potheads. Rain is in the Rich Voss camping trip. Maybe I'll... You could bring a friend. Psych. I can't be responsible for one of her friends. They fall.
I'm not going if you're bringing 18 people. I'm not going if you even
bring. She does. If I just bring who?
I just want to say it out loud because he listens.
You won't go if Bobby goes, Raina.
I never said that.
What?
No, we just want to go as a family by ourselves.
Yeah, but we could do that. We can go out to dinner. This is something you do with
Well, I didn't know like, when you go out to dinner, you like also go hiking and what? That makes no sense. That's like saying.
No, I'm saying we do family stuff all the time.
Why don't you just go out for dinner with 11 of your friends then? That's like your.
No, I'm saying.
You're so weird. I don't know how your brain works.
It'll be so much more fun with a bunch of people. Maybe you break away with somebody and go pick berries or something. Or maybe Bobby and I sneak off and find a cave.
Why does a sober person want to go camping? I thought the whole thing was you just drink and stuff.
See, there's if on my big camping trip, the only problem
like, what would you do? You won't do anything.
What are you kidding me? I'll go fishing and go hiking.
Those are two things. What, like?
I'll what do you call it? I'll bring my shortwave radio, listen to some radio.
What do we
relax in the tent?
What will we eat?
We'll bring cans of beans.
What's in the basement outside?
No. I'll bring sardines for me.
You're going to live on sardines for 3 days?
I'll go fishing, sardines, bring coffee. You got to have coffee in the morning. Get one of those coffee.
Oh, my God.
You know the ones?
We'll go
to North Jersey. We'll go to either Delaware Water Gap.
In a tent?
Yeah, I got a tent.
You can rent a
motorhome. No, that's not camping. You can get a hotel. No,
she's on to a different vacation now.
I'm not traveling.
Let's go to all
50
states.
Well, maybe not.
I've done. Pull up a chair if you want to talk. Pull up a chair, and we'll discuss the camping trip.
Go to Alaska.
Come here. You can't drive to Alaska, can you?
No.
I think
you can drive to Hawaii.
No. Can you drive to Alaska, or is it over water? I've never been to Alaska, so I don't know. I've been to about...
You've seen like a map and stuff, right?
I forget. I've been to like 43 states, probably.
I've been to like two.
Do you want to give me a map and I'll tell you how many states I've been to?
Oh, this is... what? I thought...
Huh?
I thought this podcast was unsalvageable, but I guess if we go into what states you've been in, we really...
I can tell
I don't
you.
Know how we turned this around, but wow, how exciting.
How many states do you think you've been to? You think you've been to more states than me?
No. I doubt even a dozen.
Oh, you easily been to a dozen.
You think?
I can name right off the bat.
Okay.
I've been to...
The 10 you went to.
New Jersey. New York.
Talking to a mic.
New Jersey. New York. Pennsylvania.
Yes. Virginia.
Virginia. Is Pennsylvania a state?
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
Virginia. Washington.
That's not a state.
Washington, D.C.
It's not a state.
No.
It's close enough to a state. Okay, fine. California and Florida. So that's
Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada.
North Carolina. I've been to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
When? Yeah. No.
Oh, I went to that thing.
Oh, in Charlotte.
Yeah. Texas. I've been to Texas.
When were you in Texas?
We're always not for long.
South by Southwest.
In the airports.
Yeah.
Didn't we take her to South by Southwest?
No, but this year we're taking her to Moon Tower.
Oh, she's gonna really put a at Moon Tower.
Yeah, nine states. 10 if you count Washington, D.C.
Rick Bronson called me last night.
Yeah.
And he wants me to play golf with him Friday, just one day. Do you care if I play on Friday?
No.
In a day?
Oh, wait. He's coming to New York?
He's coming to Moon Tower.
At Moon Tower.
But I don't want
to remembered. I think he called me like a long time ago and I never called him back.
I don't want to leave Raina with you and make you carry the load.
I've asked for Raina to come so I have a friend to hang out with.
Yeah. Baby.
So you don't care if I bring my clubs and play Friday?
If I never see you at Moon Tower, I couldn't possibly think of a better way to spend the Moon Tower experience.
Why would you say that?
I'm just doing it for comedic purposes, and also it's true.
Raina, grab my phone out so I can pull up a map and tell you how many, and go over the states. Yeah. We'll go over the states you were
no,
at.
No, Rich, think about, it's not about... Is it about stating your need to say the states you've been in, or is it about like, hey, these people, they, you know, we're putting out,
well, because
we're putting something into the universe. Is this like supposed to be like just crap?
No, because some of those people are going, oh, he was in my state? Oh,
oh my God.
And I bring up their state and they get fucking excited.
I'm going to this is going to be called Conversations with a Narcissist.
No.
That's what this new podcast is.
No, I'm not being a narcissist.
Hi, I'm Bonnie McFarlane and Raina Voss, my co-host. This is our new podcast. Thanks for joining us. It's called Conversations
with a Narcissist.
You're going to have to speak up, ma'am.
Conversations with a Narcissist.
And our first guest is legendary narcissist himself,
Richard Voss. Please introduce yourself.
Hi.
We just introduced him. Why does he have to introduce himself?
He's stupid.
Because he just likes saying, would you like to say your own voice, your own name a couple of times?
Yes, hi, I'm Rich Voss.
Hi.
A lot of you people know me.
Rich, what's something that you think no one would be interested in, but you can't stop yourself from talking about? Because you are, of course, a narcissist.
I'm not a narcissist. I would just like
Why are you on this podcast then?
I would like to discuss some of the states I've been to in life. You know,
now, obviously, you realize this could be of no interest to anyone.
Hawaii. I'm going to say that right off the bat in case I forget. I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget Hawaii.
I'll never forget Hawaii. It was our honeymoon.
Is there a place where they can drop money off? Do we have like a P.O. box or something?
No, Patreon.
Patreon.
We don't have that.
Please
really.
Is there Patreon so we can go on a nice vacation to Hawaii? Please. I'm just a poor little girl.
She loves the idea of Hawaii. We tease her about, we always say we're going to Hawaii without her.
It's between Hawaii and camping.
Oh my God. Okay, go ahead. Let's do it. Let's see if he can list all the states he's been in less than 1 minute.
If I had a map, I could do it. Bring up a map of the states.
Give you a map, all right?
Do it on my phone, though, because your phone's not big enough.
I don't know where your goddamn phone is.
It's right there next to you.
Narcissist.
God.
This is the worst podcast.
No, this is the best.
People, don't tell your friends to listen to this.
People are interested in this. What are you wearing? What kind of pants are those? What the hell are... Is that a potato sack? What the fuck are you wearing? Where'd you get that? At the farmer's market?
They're gauchos.
They're not gauchos, because...
They're overalls.
They're
like an artist.
Overalls. Oh my God. That's.
I ordered another pair.
Why?
Because I wear these literally every day.
Map,
I can't believe you don't know.
Okay. Of USA.
All right.
Here we go. Let's see which is the clear.
Okay.
Wait, I got to see which is the clear. Oh, see, I can't see every state on that one. Wait, can you do it this way? Hold on. Let's see every. No.
Okay, ready?
No, I got to find.
1 minute on the clock. Can Rich Voss tell us all the states he's been in under a minute? Here we go. Why don't you just get a list of the states and then you can go through. Ready?
Okay, ready?
And go.
Maine, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin,
Illinois,
Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South, no, not South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, not Oklahoma, Texas, Hawaii, New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, Utah, Oregon, and Washington State. Holy shit.
You done?
I said Hawaii, California. Yeah.
You still have 20 seconds left.
So let's go over it. You count them and I'll say them now. You ready? You count. I'll say the states.
No.
I'm going to.
Why? Do you think they want to hear them again?
I just want to see how many I've been to. Okay.
What planet are you from? I allowed you to do this. I was. This is like the perfect example of give them an inch and they take a mile or whatever.
No. What the hell is that?
That's a timer for a minute.
Okay, ready?
But listen, we've wasted 1 minute of the podcast.
Okay, 30 seconds more. Just so count them as I go along. You ready?
Go.
Maine, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama.
I got to do it again. Start again. Because I was doing it with my hands and I should just go 1, 2, 3.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Maine.
One.
Rhode Island, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana. I don't know about Mississippi, Tennessee,
12,
Kentucky,
13,
Ohio,
14,
Michigan,
15,
Indiana, 16, Wisconsin, 17, Illinois, 18, Iowa, 19, Missouri, 20, Louisiana, 21, I said Louisiana, Texas,
22.
Oklahoma. 23. No, take it away. Kansas.
23.
Nebraska.
24.
North Dakota.
25.
Colorado.
26.
Arizona.
27.
Utah.
28.
Washington.
29,
Oregon.
30.
Nevada. California. 32, Hawaii. 33. How many you got?
33.
It seems I
10 less than he thought.
No, it's 17
less.
Let's
do it one more time.
No, that's I'm missing.
That's like every listener, like, what? No, crying. Why?
I'm just saying.
Why?
I've been to more than 33 states. Something's wrong.
You know what this is like, I bet, for people? You know how, like, when you go work out and you don't want to go, you don't want to work out, but then when you get it done, you feel so good? That's like this podcast. They're like, oh, don't want to listen. But once they do it, they're like, they feel like they've accomplished something.
Well, this is very interesting because if I name their state, you know how excited they
probably
are?
Oh, my God, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Our fans, very excited to be the state called out.
You should do a meet and greet, Dad.
I could do a meet and greet where?
Camping.
Oh. Well, anyhow, let's move on to another subject. We will plan our big camping trip. Whatever. So,
the Patreon supporter,
what's going on?
The most money to Patreon will get to come on the camping trip.
Oh yeah,
the one and only Rich Voss.
Yeah, you're gonna bring some crazy person. There was a person. I want to know who I'm getting these emails from asking me, hey, where are you gonna be performing? Just go to my website.
Where's this guy? Oh, it's this one.
Oh.
Oh, Stupid Mustang on Insta, at Stupid Mustang.
What about him?
I don't know. He's a fan and...
We have a lot of fans.
I know. But, you know, sometimes I do stuff nice for people.
Where's he from?
Some people got their state called out today. Some people got their Insta called out, you know?
What's he look like?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a he.
That's probably who you dialed up for last night in New York.
Ooh.
Got all prettied and pretty.
Did I? When I came home, I had makeup all the way down one side of my face.
Yeah, that's from making out. What are you laughing at?
No, that's because I was using the liquid eyeliner that Raina and I bought at Five Below.
It was awful. It leaked. You just hold it.
What's all over your face right now, though?
I don't know. Grossness.
Dirt?
Probably.
Oh, God. Okay, so do we want to talk about something or should we just put these people out of their misery? Or
what do you want to talk about?
We've
talked about Danny DeVito, man.
Who?
Danny DeVito.
That's her favorite.
He's my boyfriend.
That old little actor?
He's like the same height as me.
Why does she like Danny DeVito?
It's a joke. He's cute. Hello. She's like being a dummy. Whatever. You know, she's being silly.
Well, she cursed last night. And I'm, I don't know if it's, if you're allowed to wash your kid's mouth out with soap, if that's because.
The only reason she's even at sitting here is because she's been punished and is not allowed to use her phone or watch TV.
I was bored. I want to be painting. I chose to donate myself to you guys.
Go ahead. I got
to
go.
Wait.
Oh, she had a whisper that she's turning off the heat. Like that's a big secret. Oh, don't let them know that I'm turning off the heat.
Don't let them know I'll turn it off. It's like 43. You're fine.
Yeah. I mean, in your corn huskers. Did that come with a corn husky, with that pipe, the corn cob pipe?
I wish we could show that.
Yeah, I had to make a scarecrow in order to get this.
Bonnie sits around the house right now with a piece of wheat hanging out of her mouth.
A straw hat.
Anybody want a slice of cabbage?
You got to see these ridiculous.
My family used to eat chunks of cabbage just as like a snack.
Tell them the cabbage chunk story.
Well, because I was youngest, so I had to go to bed before everyone. And I used to think when I was little that they were like, they stayed up and partied after I went to bed. Mm-hmm. And then one night I woke up and I could hear them laughing, and I went upstairs and they were all eating chunks of cabbage laughing. And I was like, I knew it. Partiers. But chunks of cabbage.
Ew.
Like who's ever, like, have you ever in your life had somebody be like, chunk of cabbage? Who? Anyone? Does anyone want a chunk of cabbage? I'm going to just next time, like for appetizers, I'm going to just go around with some chunks of cabbage for people.
I'm hungry. You know? What kind of snack could I know. A chunk of cabbage.
Hey, do you have any, like, can I get you something to eat? Or you go to someone's house, you're like, do you have any cabbage? I'll just take a little chunk of that. Chunk of cabbage.
We should come out with like butter toffee cabbage.
What's that?
Like butter toffee popcorn, only.
Oh, only cabbage?
Yeah. Like different flavors of cabbage.
Mm, that's good. It's a good,
good idea, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Is that, would that piss off the farmers? Oh, he's disrespecting cabbage, do you think?
Cabbage has been given to us by the great Mother Nature.
I was, who was I hanging out with last? Oh, no, I don't want to say who he's related to, but he was at the show, the keyboard player for Bon Jovi.
Oh.
Who's a big fan of yours. Him and his wife, they're big fans of both of ours.
Did they say my name?
Oh, many times. Well, they've seen you perform and you've talked with them.
Oh.
I remember at the Stress Factory that night they were there and we talked.
Of course I remember. I do. I remember the exact conversation with his wife.
And hearing the fucking stories, how cool, like when he was playing, he was 25 and, you know, when he was a kid or, you know, he rode his bike to get an Elton John album. I think it was Tumbleweed Connection or something, he's telling me. And then he's at some show or whatever, and he's playing piano with Elton John. He's on one piano, Elton John, like his idol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's just telling me all these cool stories of, you know, these are guys, you know, hanging out with fucking, you know, playing piano with Billy Joel and all these, whatever. What, get your dog out of here?
Yeah.
How can I get your dog out of here?
No, I was going to say, you keep talking. I didn't want to have to, like, interrupt you. And I'm just going to, like.
Why do you not put the flavor? She makes, we have these great instant soup bowls, like, from, you know, different countries and different.
It's a pho from, it's a Korean, like, fast food pho type thing.
I think it's.
Vietnamese, not Korean, yeah. Vietnamese. And I don't like to put the dried vegetables in. They're disgusting. I put everything else in. It's just the dried vegetables are disgusting.
Why don't you put in the stuff that makes it spicy?
I do. Also, these aren't the spicy ones.
Those are just plain.
What a terrific podcast.
What? It's a good podcast. Let's get it going now.
25 28 minutes in.
Is there anything we could do about Raina's face?
You know what we had to Google this morning? We had to Google this morning because Raina was bad. Let's talk about this. Raina was bad last night. Sometimes when Rich and Raina are left...
she's bad with you too.
Alone. Yes, but I spend a lot more time with her, so I have a little bit better...
Yeah, we're tight, man.
So...
Who? Okay, go ahead.
So I get a call from you last night saying... She needs to be punished, whatever. So that's why she's had her phone taken away because she was not listening. That's basically it, right?
I told her.
She thinks she can make up any rules she wants for herself.
I know. She thinks when I tell her something, I don't know best. There was a show on TV called Father Knows Best.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mother Knows Shit.
Entire civilization.
It was Mother Knows Shit and Father Knows Best. No, Father Knows Best. Was it? Remember that TV show? Do you remember?
I do not, but I know of it because of archival footage, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So kids don't know dick. Parents know everything. Okay. How do you think we got to be this age from knowing and experience life?
And luck. We didn't get hit by a bus. I mean,
you're 11 years old. On a 1 to 10 scale, when it comes to smartness in life, you're at 1. Maybe 2.
Well, she does. She thinks if you tell her something, she can just be like, no, I don't think that's the way it should work, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. When really you just do it. Unfortunately, we're the cult leaders and you're the.
I'm sorry that I want a reform.
Well, what do you want reformed?
Parents stop being such people.
Oh my God. You really couldn't think
I told her to get her house key. No, what she says, I said, get your house key. And then she goes,
No, you don't say it. You don't say it. I can sue you for that, for saying something that I said without my consent of you saying it on public air.
What?
Wait, say again?
I will sue you if you say that because I did not consent to you repeating what I said.
I didn't say who said it.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yeah, you said she said.
Also, okay. Kids don't have any jurisdiction or rules or anything. Yeah. They don't have any power. So you can say.
I will sue you.
She can't.
We're
going
to get money to pay for a lawyer.
She can't sue you.
I will be my own lawyer.
Oh, okay. Let's see in your court. What's your complaint?
Well, this morning, regardless.
Well, no, this is what she says.
No,
I'm not going to say what you said. I'm not going to say what you said. I'm going to say what you wanted to do with the key.
No, don't say that part.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so in
any case.
She
wanted to put it in her butt.
Oh, my God.
I said wear it on the necklace.
Anyway, in any case, there was a fight. Raina didn't listen. It escalated until there was yelling. And
there wasn't yelling. Yeah, I yelled. I said, go get it.
Okay.
I pushed her a little towards her room, like gave her I didn't know. I wish.
Child assaulted you?
It's not
by turning you to face your room. No. And then so this morning we were thinking of appropriate punishments for her. And I said the magic punishment, which is you could say 3 things that she has to do.
No.
But we did end up Googling, can you hit your kid? And it turns out it's legal in all 50 states.
If you don't cause
serious, like if it doesn't get to the point where
that's why
they're operating on her inner.
That's why I use a phone book or something to.
Yes, no bruising. You try to keep it like no broken bones.
Yeah, but you get as close as you can.
You shake them. That's what you do.
Please send help.
No.
But anyway, you can. Just for those of you who didn't know, you can hit your kid. You can hit your kid. And so I said Rich should just be able to hit her 3 times.
I don't wanna,
unprovoked.
I don't want to hit her. I want her to learn how to do things.
Thank you.
Verbally.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, no.
It's the most amenable she's ever been.
No, I mean, I'd love to be able to hit you. Did you look up, can a husband hit you?
Cannot. No, that is illegal.
But why can I hit her and not hit you? It makes no sense.
Because we are equals. And you should have no power over me.
I'm like a slave.
Yes.
This isn't right. Kids' lives matter.
No, they don't. You
Without kids, the human race would go extinct.
True that. But we got to get you to adulthood, being a good person. You can't just.
Yeah, you can't.
You know why there's parents? Why do you think there's parents?
There has to be. Dad, no.
Let me have a bite.
Because human
twirl I
people
want to
can't no, live on their own to. Or
you
whatever.
Know, why you get mad because I want one bite?
They'll be dead.
I know, but you won't finish it. That's why I'm just taking a bite.
I know, but you always steal my food. You always steal Bonnie's food. You steal everyone's food. Jeez, if you're having dinner with the president, you'd probably end up stealing his food too.
No. I don't eat at McDonald's.
Oh, good. High five. Doing a little political humor here on A Day in the Life with Richard and Bonnie. So this noodle script that you guys have been reading from, who wrote that? Wonderful stuff. Very authentic.
So we got to look up if you could put soap in her mouth. Watch out, her mouth for soap.
Oh, you can do that. You can be pretty abusive to your child and get away with it.
When I am older, I am going to
move out, I hope. Yeah.
I'm going to start a revolution for kids to have rights and so parents aren't allowed to hit them because that's abuse.
No.
I
don't know. Yeah. If you're acting
it's
up,
abuse. It's abuse to us when you don't do what you're told.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Hit her. That's like horrible. That's horrifying to
you. You know, you're saying lots of people are going to hear you say it. Hit your kids.
Hit your kids.
Keep them in line.
What kind of world do we want to be living in? Hit your kids. What if I do? That feels good. Maybe I should have like some kind of right wing radio thing where I just yell about hitting your kids and conspiracy theories.
The earth is flat.
The earth is flat.
I don't think those are right or left wingers that think the earth is flat. I think those are flatters.
It's the it's just a group. Those of you who don't know what Flat Earth Society is, it's just like a group. It's like the opposite of Mensa.
What's Mensa?
Smart people. I'm in
if
Mensa.
You don't know what Mensa is, you're never going to get in. It's like for people with IQs over 135 or something.
That's me.
You could be a Mensa. Look at you.
I'm 141.
God. He's not going to remember any of our names at some point. Do you realize that? But he's going to remember 141 IQ.
Is her teeth ever?
Who am I? I don't know. 141 IQ.
Remember the time we were playing, like, I don't know, it was like apples to apples or something. And I was reading. I was the judge. And I was just reading Dad's. And then I was like just the card. And he said, that's mine. And took the win it card.
Yes.
What is she yapping about?
Just how you're aggressively trying to win, even in just like fun family games.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah, I try to teach my kid to win. This is in this world, you got to get ahead. You have to
141
win.
IQ.
Without losers, there can be no winners.
Someone's feeding you. You can't remember anything anymore. You're slumped in a wheelchair. 141 IQ.
Yeah, good. 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 You'll come in without
and
outfit.
And you'll also be like, can I have a bite of that?
141 IQ.
Look at the little team.
She should be our marriage counselor.
No,
look at it. When we're in moon.
Let me see your teeth. What? How many?
Look at it. So my teeth are closed, right?
This is because she said that mean thing to Stavros, and then all her teeth fell out.
But which is your front teeth, baby teeth, or
my two front teeth are
adult.
Full grown.
They're full grown?
If you thought the States was exciting, this was yet another installment of conversations you won't hear anywhere else.
I can stick my tongue through the hole.
Look at you. Wow, you look like a jack-o'-lantern.
I am. This is bad karma, because I said, because Stavros tried to talk to me, and I just said, I don't talk with people without all their teeth, and now all my teeth are just falling out left and right.
Stavros is a witch. I should have mentioned that before you insulted him.
Yeah, you can't insult people. You can't be rude. You got to be a young woman and act like a woman. You know, that sounds
I don't know if people think that slurping is you talking or her eating her soup.
I don't know if you're supposed to say act like a woman nowadays, if that's like anti.
Act like a woman, think like a man.
You know.
That's somebody's book. But act like a woman, think like a man. How come he's allowed to write a book like that? It's so crazy. Sure, sure. Get your tits out there out in front of you, but use your brain like a man would.
Stop it. You're trying to be funny.
No, I'm trying to eat my food.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
She's kind of cute.
Let's wrap this up. I got a lot of shit to do.
Let's talk about your boyfriend at school.
No.
Who do you have? I heard you had a crush on somebody at school.
No.
I heard you did.
No.
I don't want to tell you who told me, but I swear to God.
Oh, really? Talking to some of her friends online or something?
No.
Believe me, the creepiest part of the story so far.
No, it's not her friends. It's
someone you go to school with told me. What? Wait.
We were talking. Like, what?
What did you just repeat what you say?
I do.
Ad lib a little.
Clown.
You're a clone.
Yeah, clownish
clone. No, an adult told me that she has a crush on someone. Is it
someone over the age of 18?
No.
That I was talking to.
Is it a teacher? Is it
Believe me, I asked for identification.
Do you want me to call that person now and ask?
Who?
No, she doesn't want me to betray her. No, because then you're gonna go to Jessica. Told me that you who do you have a crush on?
No one.
Let's call Jessica and ask. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to put you on the spot because you'll be embarrassed. I don't want you to be embarrassed. I want you to grow up to be normal, well adjusted. I don't want you to do drugs. Are you doing drugs now? Huh?
Yeah. They had to do, they're taking drugs at school, like a course. And then, like, teacher showed them how to, like, cook heroin.
No, get out of here.
No, we did have to do a drug project in school. I won't say the teacher's name, but Mr. Donnelly, teacher.
Wait, what's your...
He made us do, like, a drug slideshow for health class. Like, everyone got assigned a drug. Some people got Tylenol. I got bath salts.
You got bath salt? No. What kind of fucking drug is that? What the hell is bath salt? That's not a drug.
Yeah, they shouldn't ID people anymore at bars. They just go, you know, bath salt are? Then people go, what?
Yeah, what are you going to do to get high? You got to get, you got to fill a tub.
Jewel pods.
You got to fill
what?
You got to fill a tub with water to get high and put salt, bath salt?
No, they're just called bath salts, but you snort it.
No.
Or inject it or swallow it.
What is it?
She knows it all because she had to do what are the effects? You get superpowers.
No, the effects, some of the effects, paranoia, hypnotic episodes.
But what are the positives? Don't they put positives in there? Why would you just take them?
Because they're cheap substitutes for cocaine and methamphetamine.
I know, because you need to get that information.
Look, if cocaine is a little too expensive for you, you might want to try bath salts.
Even ask us, like, how it's made and how do you obtain it type of thing. I'm like...
You have to reenact a drug, like, buy.
Where do you get bath salts at? Like, Bed Bath & Beyond or something?
Now, what do you think the Beyond stands for?
What does it stand for?
Well, listen, that's what they're teaching them in health class. I don't know if it's good or bad.
I can't believe they're like...
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad.
They show you how to like...
Those videos of people's vape pens, like, you know, when they're vaping, their e-cigarette pens, exploding in their faces.
Really?
Yeah. And they showed us like car crash videos from drunk driving.
So they're trying to show you the dangers of... Did they tell you about like addiction and...
Yeah, they teach you about addiction. He brought in cigarettes and stuff. For us to try, of course. He gave us.
You guys did try every drug.
He gave us goggles that like made it look like what happens when you're drunk. They were pretty cool. I mean, like it made me want to drink a little more.
No, stop. Didn't you get in trouble for drunk driving in your class?
No, my friend did because we had these drunk goggles on, right?
Don't worry about it. Just on a podcast. What?
Yeah, have noodles right in the middle.
We had drunk goggles on, and one of the like station things was we had to control an RV car. And these RV cars, is that what they're called? No, RC cars.
Yeah.
What's an RC car?
I'm such a narcissist, got it? RV, haha.
What's an RC car?
Remote controlled.
Oh.
And, but they're bad, too. They were, like, cheap. Probably got them at, like, Five Below or something, because they were really hard to control. Or maybe they're just really old. But so my friend had the drunk goggles on, because they're supposed to, like, use them to see how hard it is, and she accidentally not like he just has
like a grudge against me and my friend because other people were crashing it because like it's hard to control them, especially with the junk goggles on. So she accidentally crashed it into his desk. And he was like, don't crash. And she was like, sorry, it's just like hard to control, especially with these glasses. And then he's like, then don't do it with the glasses. Like, don't drunk drive. And I'm like, isn't that the point of what we're doing? Like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
How come kids and everything with what?
Okay, I gotta go. Thanks. This has actually turned out to be, if you've waited to the end, you got a little adrenaline bit there.
A little knowledge.
He also told us that that college was a joke.
Oh yeah. Why?
And then I was like, don't say that, and he yelled at me.
You told the teacher not to say something?
Because he said college is a joke in front of a bunch of like kids who are like, and he's like a teacher, like building us up for life in college, and he's being like, don't go to college. College is a joke. I'm like, don't. And then he yelled at me for.
Well, I mean,
he said, don't put words in my mouth.
Well, I mean, you can learn everything you need to know before you go to college. You can go to.
I want to be a lawyer. You have to go to college.
First of all, yeah, you're not going to be a lawyer. You're too dumb. What you can do. Oh my gosh. What you can do. What you're smart at is coding. That's where the only money
way to
is.
Get the only way to get even with him, Reyna, is to prove him wrong.
No, you're not stupid. You know you're smart.
I'm the best around.
Listen,
the montage type thing. Yeah.
First of all, you're very smart. You're one of the smartest. You out of all my kids, even when they were young, you're way smarter than they are. I'm surprised they even got through high school. But here's the thing: money in life is coding, and you're extremely smart on the computer. This whole lawyer thing, by the time you're old, people won't be using lawyers back in the future. They'll be everybody'll be coding.
Stop drowning my dreams.
Okay, and go blow. You got boogers in your nose. No lawyer. No, with a tissue.
Okay, let's go. Wait, let's go. Come on. Okay,
No. Don't get cranky.
Start bringing up like that.
I'm trying to talk to her, and I'm looking
at her.
Come on.
Well, you're going to do coding.
I want kids to be. It's like a good career.
Don't you? Okay. This weekend, I'll be at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone. Next weekend, I'll be in Yonkers. Go to my website at richvoss.com. All my dates. Bonnie and I will be at Moon Tower. Bonnie will be at the Stress Factory May 15th that week or whatever. Anyhow, richvoss.com. Go to Bonnie's website if you can find it because she doesn't have one. And we will talk to you later. Thank you, Reyna Voss, for being our guest.
Yeah.
My wife hates me. You could be a lawyer. You could be anything you want in this world because you're brilliant. You have a good personality. You're funny. You're likable. And you're cute. Not that that means anything. You don't have to be cute to be successful. Anyhow, thank you. And we're done with this. Goodbye. Psych.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.